Hello, and welcome to Sticks in the Middle, today's Sam Sports Network hockey podcast. And it's been a long day of podcasting, and it's only 1:30. So, yeah, this one's going to be kind of short, because I've been podcasting for an hour, 2 hours. I've been podcasting since 7:45. That would be nearly 6 hours at this point. So that's a lot of podcasting. And so today, Sticks in the Middle, Sam Sports Network. Our last podcast was the Free Play. Make sure you check that out. And also go listen to our brother podcast, Power Sports. And let's get ourselves started with some Sticks in the Middle. Some hockey talk. Puck talk. Those should be names for a podcast, but there are names for a podcast. Sticks in the Middle probably is too, I don't know. So, not much to talk about in the world of hockey right now. There's John Tavares going to Toronto, but that happened a while. Nothing's really been happening recently in the NHL, which is why this is going to be a pretty short episode. I'm thinking 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes max, really, for this. Because we don't really have that much to talk about. There's not that much going on. Yeah, there's not much going on at all in hockey right now. Let's look at the free agent tracker to see what I missed. No, not the trade tracker. Coyotes are actually looking a lot better this year than they were last year. So the Red Sox, not Red Sox, so the Bruins and the rest of the NHL are going through a bit of a dry spell right now. But I'll still find a way to get 10 minutes out of this podcast with actually talking about something. Let's talk Vegas. No, let's not talk Vegas. Let's talk about the offseason. New one who... Yeah, it's impossible to do this. I mean, I don't know how I got a half hour, 40 minutes on basketball. Because there... Oh, yeah. They talked WNBA for a little bit. There's no WNHL to talk about. So Sticks in the Middle is just going to... Sticks in the Middle is going to talk. Oh, NHL draft. There we go. No, I don't know stuff about that. Sticks in the Middle is going to talk today to you about winners and losers of the offseason. Winner number one, the Maple Leafs. Well, the quick reason why they're the winner is they got John Tavares. They immediately get a scoring boost on their. They immediately get someone who's going to be huge for them. He'll play. I'm not sure if he'll play on the line with Matthews. Probably not. He's gonna add a lot of scoring to their second line. Let's look at what else they did this offseason. Okay, I can talk about that on any given Sunday. Tavares. They got Tyler Ennis, Andreas Johansson. Not that much. I mean. They lose Plekanec, they lose Van Riemsdyk. Not much else really happens. But they're the winner of the offseason. Who's going to be the loser of the offseason? I don't know. Let's figure that out. Could it be the Devils? Because they lost a lot of their players, looks like. Lose Gibbons, Grabner, Hayes, Kearns, Latta, Maroon, Moore, Urbom, they lose Appleby and Lucia and some guy. And yeah, they didn't have a very good offseason. They lost a lot of guys. That's a name. K. Kane LaFranchise. There's a name. You got a lot of guys in the New York area think they lost the offseason. I think New York Islanders, New Jersey Devils, Rangers, none of them really had great offseasons. And what about another winner of the offseason? Who's the next winner of the offseason? Let's figure that out. The Kings get Ilya Kovalchuk. That doesn't make them the winner of the offseason. Who's the next winner of the offseason? I don't know, but there's a lot of stuff that happened in the offseason that flew under my radar. Peter Mrazek actually went to the Hurricanes to replace Cam Ward. This stuff flew under my radar. I don't think it affects anything. Looks like the Flames got James Neal. And the Vegas actually was somewhat of a loser this offseason. Despite signing Paul Stastny, they did lose both David Perron and James Neal, which could be a blow to their team. Now let's look at what Winnipeg did, because I believe they did something. Caps didn't do that much. I mean, you don't do that much when you win the Stanley Cup. Hellebuck gets a 6-year deal. Yeah, they didn't do that much besides re-sign their guys. You got a lot of stuff going on here. Well, not a lot of stuff going on here in the NHL right now. I mean, Garth Snow's out. Lamoriello is in. What's his face? In what's the country called? Team called the Islanders. They also got Barry Trotz to be their new head coach, which is a big deal because he just came off a Stanley Cup. This is just going to be a really brief podcast. Right? I mean, I don't have that much else to talk about. Let's do some. Yeah, this is going to be really short. I don't really have much to say about hockey at this point in the year. Well, let's do a surprising stat, and then we'll be done. Because there isn't much. Here's something interesting. No. Yeah. The top two guys in plus minus were Vegas Golden Knights. And the President's Trophy winner, Nashville Predators, didn't have someone in plus minus until 11th, Philip Forsberg. And they had a few more, Ryan Ellis, Matthias Ekholm coming up soon, Bauman Yossi. They had some talent around. They had some high stats around there. But that's a surprising stat. I really have nothing to say about hockey at this time of the year. Most of this podcast is just going to be dead air. I made myself do this because I felt like I had to do something. The season's not starting for another month and a half, so we're not going to record another episode of Sticks in the Middle until I have something to actually talk about. But if you made it this long, thanks for tuning in. And if you did make it this long being if you made it through the entire podcast marathon, you're a warrior. It's like 4 hours of podcast, 4 hours of just listening to me talk. I don't know if I could do that. Sometimes I didn't even listen to this in full. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Sam Fetterman from Sam Sports Network. This has been a production of Sticks in the Middle. And thanks for tuning in. And make sure you listen to the rest of the podcast marathon. I'm not going to post more of Sticks in the Middle until there's actually something to talk about. But Sam Sports Network, Sam Fetterman, on behalf of the rest of Sam Sports Network, just me, signing off. Thank you.